from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, there are a number of different topics I want to get to. The Giants signed another pitcher to a minor league deal yesterday, so we're going to talk about him and a very interesting pitch that he has. And then that's actually going to segue us into a conversation about 2016, way back in 2016, the last time the Giants made the postseason, and the huge mistake that Bruce Bochy made down the stretch there and in the postseason. So we're going to get a chance to relive that to an extent. I think it's relevant after the signing yesterday. There is a connection there. Giants signed 36-year-old left-handed reliever Jerry Blevins to a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training. Blevins was on the Braves last year, had a 3.90 ERA in 32 and a third innings, including 10.3 strikeouts per nine and an 11% swinging strike rate. But the real interesting thing about Blevins is his curveball, which last season was one of the most effective pitches in all of baseball. And as such, in recent years, he started throwing it more and more. He now throws the curveball about 50% of the time. So I'm not expecting necessarily huge things from the 36-year-old lefty, but his curveball is a great pitch, and it got me thinking about Will Smith and when the Giants traded for Will Smith mid-season in 2016. And when this show was Covecast, at the time, we talked a lot about Will Smith's slider and how it was one of the best pitches in MLB. Now, what transpired after that Will Smith trade? I mean, the Giants gave up a lot to get him. They gave up Phil Bickford and Andrew Susak. Bickford was the Giants' first round selection, 18th overall in 2015. So that trade didn't end up hurting the Giants at all, as Bickford has yet to make his major league debut, and Susak fizzled into nothing. But still, the Giants gave up a lot for Smith, and then that season in 2016, they used him, Bruce Bochy used Will Smith like a lefty specialist, which was just not what he was. So we're kind of segueing away from Blevins. This is not really a fair comparison. I'm not saying at all that Blevins is Will Smith, but it just the similarity in the sense that they have a really good breaking ball got me thinking about Will Smith. And I've just never fully had a chance to examine that 2016 stretch run, including a specific game in the postseason where Will Smith should have been used. And also, we want to talk about how the new three-batter minimum rule potentially could have saved the Giants in the 2016 postseason. So yeah, what happened in 2016? The Giants had the best record in baseball in the first half of the season, and then immediately following the All-Star break, they started to lose like the worst team in baseball. And so the main culprit for why they were losing is their bullpen was historically bad and unclutch in the second half of the season. Not to say that clutch is like a skill or anything, but when the Giants needed them the most, they melted down for several months there in the end of the season. And a lot of those games, it was Santiago Casilla. He just kept blowing saves, including, you know, multiple times against one player. He was burned like with two outs in the ninth. It was Jake Lamb on the Diamondbacks. And yet Bruce Bochy elected to keep going with Casilla and never even seemingly considered an elevated role for Smith, who this whole time was just relegated to like a sixth inning situational lefty role. And so it's like Bruce Bochy didn't know what he had in Smith, because Will Smith, turns out, you know, if you paid attention last year and the year before that, was a really good pitcher if just given the opportunity to pitch a full inning and to face righties. And we were saying that on Covecast at the time, and yet it just was maddening to watch. So for all the credit that Bruce Bochy receives and just the unconditional praise that he receives for his management. This is like a real criticism was how he handled the bullpen in that 2016 season, and specifically getting into the 2016 postseason and that fateful game, game four of the NLDS against the Cubs. So we're going to talk about that specific game, exactly how it went down and what Bochy probably should have done. So that's all coming up next, but first... Okay, as promised here in the second half of the show, I want to run through that fateful game in the 2016 postseason against the Cubs, game four of the NLDS. So the Giants lost the first two games in Chicago and then came back home, beat the Cubs in extra innings. In that game, Sergio Romo allowed a couple of runs in the ninth inning, coming on a home run by Chris Bryant. So by that point, Bochy had finally gone away from Casilla in the ninth. Sergio Romo, down the stretch in the final couple of weeks of the season, had established himself as someone who could get those last three outs. Romo, of course, was familiar with being a closer on the Giants, which was his primary role in 2014 when they won the World Series. Still thought, even when Romo kind of settled things down, that Smith was a better option, but he just never got any kind of crack at that type of elevated role with the Giants. So yeah, in the postseason there, Romo is kind of functioning as the closer, but then he struggles in game three, gives up the lead. The Bryant home run tied it. The game went extra innings. The Giants eventually won on a Joe Panic walk-off double. So fast forward to game four, and the Giants had a 5-2 lead going to the top of the ninth inning. So a 3-run lead. Matt Moore was the starter in this game, and he went 8 innings, had 10 strikeouts, and allowed just 2 runs. He had also thrown 120 pitches. So leading off the ninth for the Cubs, and remember, Moore had gone 8 innings, so he was the last person to have pitched. And Moore's spot did not come up in the bottom of the eighth, so he technically could have come back out there. But it was Chris Bryant leading off the inning with Anthony Rizzo on deck, Ben Zobrist in the hole, the switch hitter Zobrist, and then Addison Russell after that, followed by Jason Hayward, Javier Baez. So it goes right, left, switch, right, left, right. That's how the inning sets up. So I completely understand going to a righty there, taking out Matt Moore after 120 pitches. He said later that he was completely gassed and he was ready to come out. So I don't blame Bochy at all for not starting the inning with Matt Moore. If he can't go, he can't go. But the issue is Bochy starts off the top of the ninth against Chris Bryant with Derek Law. So he's intentionally not using Sergio Romo because he plans to use him later. And in fact, I believe Romo was warming up at this point. He also had Javier Lopez warming up for the on-deck hitter Anthony Rizzo. But the problem is here comes Chris Bryant against Derek Law, who's a completely unproven guy and ends up in his career not being very good. He really struggled later on with the Giants, ended up getting traded to Toronto in the Kevin Pillar deal, and now he's a free agent and hasn't had any interest, as far as we know. So he gives up a rocket single to Chris Bryant, and then Bochy goes to get Javier Lopez for Anthony Rizzo. And this is where it starts to unravel, because Javier Lopez all season in 2016 was not the same guy that he had been in the past. Not by a long shot. According to, wins above replacement, which isn't the best way to evaluate relievers, but he was worth minus 0.7 wins above replacement in 2016, including an extremely high 5.06 walks per nine innings, almost a 13% walk rate. And in that situation, you just can't have a walk pretty much more than you can't have anything else. So, true to form, Lopez couldn't really find the zone. He went to a full count on Rizzo, and you just cannot throw a ball there. You really should go put it on a tee before you throw a ball. And he didn't. He threw a fastball low where he repeatedly missed in that at-bat. It was ball four, and now all of a sudden you have the tying run coming to the plate with nobody out after a single and a walk. So up comes the switch hitter Zobrist, who's better from the left side of the plate. And Bochy goes and gets Sergio Romo, who very much is much worse against left-handed batters. So Zobrist is a switch hitter. He gets to bat left-handed against Romo, who struggles against lefties. It's just a recipe for disaster suddenly. And so the obvious call for me was to go to Will Smith, either to start the inning against Bryant because he can get righties out. But even if he gives up a hit to Bryant, even if it's a home run, you then get Smith against Rizzo. Smith is better than Lopez at this point by a lot. And then you can also use Smith against Zobrist. You don't have to get Romo in there against Zobrist when he's way more vulnerable against the opposite side compared to Smith, who's not really vulnerable against the opposite side. But they go to the weak matchup with Romo against Zobrist, which is a very dangerous situation. And true to form, Zobrist launches a double down the right field line that scores Bryant, and Rizzo moves to third. So all of a sudden now the tying run is on second with nobody out. So then Chris Coughlin comes in to pinch hit for Addison Russell. So it's another lefty against Romo. The Cubs are being smart, getting another lefty in there, saying, hey, is Bochy going to really let Romo face these lefties with the season on the line? And thankfully, Bochy is smart here and goes to Will Smith finally for the lefty Coughlin. Again, he's like playing a matchup with Smith instead of trusting him in this inning. But the Cubs naturally counter for Coughlin with the righty Wilson Contreras. So now Smith faces Wilson Contreras with the tying run on second and nobody out. And what happens is Contreras hits a weak ground ball up the middle that Smith tries to bare hand, and he doesn't get his hand on it, and it just trickles through the infield. So Smith does give up the tying runs in that at bat. But when you think about it, all he did was give up a weak roller single that found a hole. Okay, the ball was not hit hard, and so far that's his only contribution, is he's given up a weakly hit ground ball. It just happened to tie the game because there was a ton of traffic out there that wasn't his fault. So then up next is Jason Hayward, the lefty, and Hayward bunts trying to get Contreras to second base, and Will Smith fields the ball, gets the force out at second base on the bunt, and then Crawford makes a throwing error that moves Hayward up to second base. So then now Javier Baez is up and Will Smith is out of the game because Bochy doesn't trust him against a righty, and instead he goes to Hunter Strickland, another guy who's not nearly as talented as Will Smith, and Strickland gives up a single to Javier Baez. So that is all she wrote. You know, Strickland then gets David Ross to ground into a double play to end the inning. But just a disastrous inning. The Giants gave up 4 runs there. And instead of being up 5-2, they now trailed 6-5. And this is what is just like insult to injury here. In the next half inning, in the bottom of the ninth, the Cubs go to Aroldis Chapman with Gorkys, Hernandez, Denard Span, and Brandon Belt due up. And this is to just exemplify how little depth the Giants used to have. They let all of these guys, including 2 consecutive lefties, face Aroldis Chapman down by just 1 run and their season 100% on the line. Like, Denard Span had big platoon splits. He had no business batting against a lefty, period. Yet here he is in the ninth, season on the line, down by a run, batting against like the toughest lefty in the game in Aroldis Chapman. So that, for anyone who doesn't understand what Farhan Zaidi is doing, that is what they're doing. They're never going to have that type of matchup again where you let a vulnerable lefty face the best lefty in the game with everything on the line down by just a run. So the inning goes Gorkys Hernandez, strikeout swinging. Denard Span, strikeout swinging. Brandon Belt, strikeout swinging. Season over. So that is how they royally screwed up by not going to Will Smith. And they could have established him much sooner in the season and it wouldn't have been a big deal. And, I mean, what are the chances Will Smith is giving up 4 runs in the ninth there? Not high, now that we know what he actually looks like if he's utilized in a high-leverage role. And the other fact is, the point is, the 3-batter minimum rule that's coming to MLB in 2020, I think would have saved Bochy from himself in this inning, because he would have had to go with someone who he knew could face at least 3 batters, and with Bryant, Rizzo and Zobrist due up, I think the obvious choice is Smith. It would have forced him to go to Smith, because you're not going to go to like Javier Lopez having to face Bryant and potentially Zobrist. You're not going to go, I mean, you might go to Romo, which I still think would have been better than what they did, starting the inning with Romo, because I think he has a better chance of getting out Bryant than Law did. But then with Rizzo and Zobrist up next, it's hard to justify going to Romo there. So I think Smith would have been the obvious choice in any situation, whether or not there's a three-batter minimum. But with the three-batter minimum, I think Bochy would have been saved from himself in this inning. But just thought, you know, the Blevins signing just reminded me of Will Smith because of the really good breaking ball. And it reminded me of that season. And to me, this is like, if you look back on Bochy's career, this is the biggest mistake he ever made, was how he handled the bullpen and specifically this game. So anyway, fun times. That's not going to happen anymore. You know, they're going to be wise about the talent of the players they acquire, and they're going to utilize their strengths, not just waste them on the bench. Because now the front office, you know, I'm sure they were telling Bochy, look, this guy is good. He's got a great slider. He just didn't trust him for whatever reason. But I don't think that's ever going to happen anymore. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember to get this show every weekday. You need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Caspick. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you next time.